This is the NOCN ESOL International Proficient Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Oh no, my phone isn't working again. I really need to buy a new one. 2. These sugar-free cakes are delicious, aren't they? 3. I just can't believe they've sent me another bill for the car insurance. 4. If we put a CCTV camera outside, we can see who's coming into the garden. 5. Could you help me carry these bags into the kitchen, please? 6. I wish I hadn't bought these new shoes. They're really uncomfortable. 7. Shall we go out sometime next week? I'm free on Friday. 8. Excuse me, I bought this jumper yesterday, but the zip has broken. Can I exchange it for another? 9. If I could learn another language, I'd love to learn Spanish. 10. Have you finished with the laptop, please? Because I need to send an email.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Oh no, my phone isn't working again. I really need to buy a new one. 2. These sugar-free cakes are delicious, aren't they? 3. I just can't believe they've sent me another bill for the car insurance. 4. If we put a CCTV camera outside, we can see who's coming into the garden. 5. Could you help me carry these bags into the kitchen, please? 6. I wish I hadn't bought these new shoes. They're really uncomfortable. 7. Shall we go out sometime next week? I'm free on Friday. 8. Excuse me, I bought this jumper yesterday, but the zip is broken. Can I exchange it for another? 9. If I could learn another language, I'd love to learn Spanish. 10. Have you finished with the laptop, please? Because I need to send an email.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Morning. I've seen a flat for sale and would like some information about it.
What's the address?
Well, it's in Athena Square. I'm not sure of the exact address. I know it's a ground floor flat with its own garden.
I know the flat. It's only just come onto the market. It's a 3-bedroom flat with 2 living rooms, kitchen and bathroom with bath and separate toilet next to the bathroom.
Does the bathroom have a shower and has it been modernised? You know, new windows, electrics and water fittings.
It's fully modernised. It was only built 5 years ago. It's got UPVC double glazing, full gas central heating and air conditioning, and an electric shower in the bathroom. It's currently on the market for €275,000, which is a good price for the location it's in. The owners are selling because they are relocating to the UK.
Yes, that does sound like a good price for it. Could I arrange a viewing?
No problem. I can arrange a viewing for you tomorrow at 11 a.m.
That's fine. By the way, I just want to know one more thing. Are the sellers open to offers? I mean, are they flexible on the asking price? Would they consider a reduction?
Well, as I say, it's on the market for a very competitive price and we've had some interest in it already. Why don't you view the flat first and take it from there? Flats like this one normally sell for the full asking price. If you like it and want to make an offer, just let me know your best offer price and I'll contact the owners straight away.
Thank you for your help. I'll see you at the flat tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Morning. I've seen a flat for sale and would like some information about it.
What's the address?
Well, it's in Athena Square. I'm not sure of the exact address. I know it's a ground floor flat with its own garden.
I know the flat. It's only just come onto the market. It's a 3-bedroom flat with 2 living rooms, kitchen and bathroom with bath and separate toilet next to the bathroom.
Does the bathroom have a shower and has it been modernised? You know, new windows, electrics and water fittings.
It's fully modernised. It was only built 5 years ago. It's got UPVC double glazing, full gas central heating and air conditioning, and an electric shower in the bathroom. It's currently on the market for €275,000, which is a good price for the location it's in. The owners are selling because they are relocating to the UK.
Yes, that does sound like a good price for it. Could I arrange a viewing?
No problem. I can arrange a viewing for you tomorrow at 11 a.m.
That's fine. By the way, I just want to know one more thing. Are the sellers open to offers? I mean, are they flexible on the asking price? Would they consider a reduction?
Well, as I say, it's on the market for a very competitive price and we've had some interest in it already. Why don't you view the flat first and take it from there? Flats like this one normally sell for the full asking price. If you like it and want to make an offer, just let me know your best offer price and I'll contact the owners straight away.
Thank you for your help. I'll see you at the flat tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Morning! How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just looking at the grass and how much moss has grown in the last 2 weeks. It must be because of all the rain we've been having. I put some weed killer on it last week, but it really needs some moss killer.
Yes, it's hard to keep up with all the gardening jobs that need doing. I only cut my head last month and it's growing out of shape again. By the way, I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm planning on erecting a shed at the bottom of my garden and I wondered if you'd mind. Only, it will be visible from your kitchen window.
Oh, I see. I shouldn't think that would be a problem. After all, the hedge is quite high and I won't see much of it. What colour will it be?
I hadn't really thought about the colour. It's a wooden shed, so it's brown. But I suppose it could be painted green. I'll probably leave it as it is.
Oh, well, so long as it's not pink. I could do with a shed. But it's just another place to store rubbish, isn't it?
Well, I've run out of room in my garage, so I need somewhere else to store my tools. I'm hoping to do a carpentry course soon so I can make some garden furniture. I need a hobby now I've retired, and I've got so much spare wood lying around in the garden. It seems a shame not to make better use of it.
What a great idea! You could do wood carving or something like that.
Yes, I could make some garden ornaments. Anyway, thanks for agreeing to the shed. I'll let you know when it arrives. Take care!
You too. Bye. Now listen to the conversation again. Morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just looking at the grass and how much moss has grown in the last 2 weeks. It must be because of all the rain we've been having. I put some weed killer on it last week, but it really needs some moss killer.
Yes, it's hard to keep up with all the gardening jobs that need doing. I only cut my head last month and it's growing out of shape again. By the way, I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm planning on erecting a shed at the bottom of my garden and I wondered if you'd mind. Only, it will be visible from your kitchen window.
Oh, I see. I shouldn't think that would be a problem. After all, the hedge is quite high, and I won't see much of it. What colour will it be?
I hadn't really thought about the colour. It's a wooden shed, so it's brown. But I suppose it could be painted green. I'll probably leave it as it is.
Oh, well, so long as it's not pink. I could do with a shed, but it's just another place to store rubbish, isn't it?
Well, I've run out of room in my garage, so I need somewhere else to store my tools. I'm hoping to do a carpentry course soon so I can make some garden furniture. I need a hobby now I've retired, and I've got so much spare wood lying around in the garden. It seems a shame not to make better use of it.
What a great idea! You could do wood carving or something like that.
Yes, I could make some garden ornaments. Anyway, thanks for agreeing to the shed. I'll let you know when it arrives. Take care.
You too. Bye. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
If you watch a lot of TV, then you may have noticed there are a lot of programmes that seem to be about the same thing. For instance, cooking, crime and quizzes. Why are there so many repetitive shows?
Well, I work for the TV industry and we did a poll last year. And out of 500 people, just over 400 said they enjoy watching quizzes, cooking and crime programmes.
So they decide what we all have to watch?
Well, no, obviously we try to cater for the majority of people, but there are other channels where you can watch other types of programmes such as history or documentaries.
I disagree. There aren't that many channels you can watch for free. If you don't subscribe to a particular channel, you can't watch it. The History Channel is free, but the aerial signal is so bad that I just can't tune into it. I'm a history buff and enjoy learning about history. Mainstream TV is intellectually boring. I need something more stimulating to watch and learn from.
That's a good point. A lot of the TV quizzes we see are mostly about winning prizes rather than asking intellectual questions about things we can learn about. University Challenge, for example, is a good TV quiz programme, but it isn't for everyone, is it?
No, but that's because not everyone has had a university education.
I think that's irrelevant. You don't need to have gone to university to enjoy watching it. People can have a good intellectual level of understanding by learning from life experience.
I agree. We can learn a lot from life. If there are any TV producers listening now, please think about airing more history programmes and documentaries to make TV viewing fairer for everyone. After all, people like me pay for a TV licence too.
Now listen to the debate again.
If you watch a lot of TV, then you may have noticed there are a lot of programmes that seem to be about the same thing. For instance, cooking, crime and quizzes. Why are there so many repetitive shows?
Well, I work for the TV industry, and we did a poll last year, and out of 500 people, just over 400 said they enjoy watching quizzes, cooking and crime programmes.
So they decide what we all have to watch?
Well, no, obviously, we try to cater for the majority of people, but there are other channels where you can watch other types of programmes, such as history or documentaries.
I disagree. There aren't that many channels you can watch for free. If you don't subscribe to a particular channel, you can't watch it. The History Channel is free, but the aerial signal is so bad that I just can't tune into it. I'm a history buff and enjoy learning about history. Mainstream TV is intellectually boring. I need something more stimulating to watch and learn from.
That's a good point. A lot of the TV quizzes we see are mostly about winning prizes rather than asking intellectual questions about things we can learn about. University Challenge, for example, is a good TV quiz programme, but it isn't for everyone, is it?
No, but that's because not everyone has had a university education.
I think that's irrelevant. You don't need to have gone to university to enjoy watching it. People can have a good intellectual level of understanding by learning from life experience.
I agree. We can learn a lot from life. If there are any TV producers listening now, please think about airing more history programmes and documentaries to make TV viewing fairer for everyone. After all, people like me pay for a TV licence too.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about books and Kindles. Joining me is an author and renowned playwright. Welcome. Tell me, which do you prefer?
I prefer books, obviously. I love paper. I enjoy the smell of a new book, writing in the margin, and finally, folding the corners down when I've read a chapter.
Well, I prefer a Kindle. I can pull my Kindle out of my bag and start reading any book I like. I can store a library of books on a Kindle. It's a convenient way of accessing loads of literature. You just click and it opens up a new book.
I know that's the argument for Kindles, but I find the typeface and computer screen quite tiring for my eyes. Scientific research has proven that looking at a computer screen for a long time isn't healthy for the eyes. Anyway, when I start reading a book, I like to finish it before I move on to another book. Kindles encourage people to dip in and out of books rather than read a book from the beginning to the end.
Yes, I do that, and my choice of reading often depends on my mood. But you can change the colour of the screen to suit your mood.
It won't encourage me to buy a Kindle. I still love the feel of turning the pages of a real book and looking at my books displayed on a bookshelf. Also, I don't have to charge my books up, which you have to do with a Kindle.
Yes, that's true. I do have to recharge the Kindle's battery, but once it's charged, it lasts a long time.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I love paper and always will.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure exchanging our opinions.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about books and Kindles. Joining me is an author and renowned playwright. Welcome. Tell me, which do you prefer?
I prefer books, obviously. I love paper. I enjoy the smell of a new book, writing in the margin, and finally, folding the corners down when I've read a chapter.
Well, I prefer a Kindle. I can pull my Kindle out of my bag and start reading any book I like. I can store a library of books on a Kindle. It's a convenient way of accessing loads of literature. You just click and it opens up a new book.
I know that's the argument for Kindles, but I find the typeface and computer screen quite tiring for my eyes. Scientific research has proven that looking at a computer screen for a long time isn't healthy for the eyes. Anyway, when I start reading a book, I like to finish it before I move on to another book. Kindles encourage people to dip in and out of books rather than read a book from the beginning to the end.
Yes, I do that, and my choice of reading often depends on my mood. But you can change the colour of the screen to suit your mood.
It won't encourage me to buy a Kindle. I still love the feel of turning the pages of a real book and looking at my books displayed on a bookshelf. Also, I don't have to charge my books up, which you have to do with a Kindle.
Yes, that's true. I do have to recharge the Kindle's battery, but once it's charged, it lasts a long time.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I love paper and always will.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure exchanging our opinions.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.